This is The Record on KUOW Seattle. I'm Ross Reynolds.
I'm Marcy Silman. There was big news out of Olympia this morning where Governor Jay Inslee announced he will suspend the death penalty in Washington State. Here is the governor.
Equal justice under law is the primary responsibility of our state. And in death penalty cases, I am not convinced equal justice is being served.
Governor Jay Inslee speaking at a news conference this morning. KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins was there. Hi, Austin.
Good afternoon, Marcy.
What else did the governor have to say?
Well, he said that he's been looking at the death penalty in Washington as it's applied for the last many months. He's been talking to what they often refer to in Olympia as stakeholders, those that are involved. So that would be prosecutors and defense attorneys, families of the victims of death row inmates. And he basically said that through that process, he's come to the conclusion that Washington's death penalty isn't working, and that at least as long as he is governor, he will not sign a death warrant to allow for the execution of a death row inmate.
Now, the governor issued a moratorium. How is that different from a ban on the death penalty?
Well, the moratorium, or the not signing the death warrant, is something that is explicitly allowed in law. So this is something the governor can do. It's within his purview as governor. What it does not do is take these individuals off death row. It does not commute their sentences to life in prison. He was very clear it doesn't mean they get out of prison. Basically, what it means is it's a reprieve. It's a delay. Now, if a new governor came in and had different feelings about the death penalty and how it's applied in Washington, that governor could essentially reinstate the death penalty for these individuals. What it basically is the governor is saying, as long as he's the guy signing these death warrants, he's not going to do it.
Why is the governor acting on this right now?
Well, the timing is interesting. As you know, we're right in the middle of a 60-day legislative session. There's a lot of things, big issues in play, not the least of which, from his perspective, are education and transportation funding. But we do know that there are nine individuals on death row right now. One of them is Jonathan Lee Gentry. He was sentenced for the murder of a 12-year-old girl back in 1988. This is a Kitsap County case. And he recently lost an appeal to the state Supreme Court. I talked to the prosecutor in that case just a few minutes ago, Russ Haughey, who said he believes that Jonathan Lee Gentry could be the next person in line to be executed in Washington, and that a death warrant could end up on the governor's desk within the next year or so. Now, there's no guarantee. There's still possible avenues of appeal. But to some extent, this may have been pushed along by a sense that the governor might be put in this position sooner rather than later. But I would note that as of today, none of these nine death row inmates in Washington state have an execution date set.
So what does the governor's declaration mean for these nine people?
Well, the prosecutor, Russ Haughey, in Kitsap County said that he believes that this action on the part of the governor neither saves time nor money. He believes that inmates will continue their appeals process. He believes prosecutors under existing Washington state law and statute will still be evaluating murder cases to determine whether they meet the criteria as a death penalty case. He does not expect that this will sort of serve to end the ongoing years of litigation, which was one of the things that the governor pointed to, the millions of dollars, the years of anguish and agony as these cases drag out. Russ Haughey doesn't believe that will change under this moratorium, but the governor clearly hopes this starts a conversation. And I talked to Representative Reuven Carlisle, Seattle Democrat, who has regularly sponsored a measure to abolish the death penalty in Washington. And he thinks this is a big step towards starting a robust conversation with the public about the future of the death penalty in the state of Washington.
This is nothing the legislature can overturn, is it?
No. Again, the governor is just basically saying, you know, you can't force my hand, can't force me to sign the death warrant. While I'm governor, I won't sign them, and I'll do a reprieve. In that sense, what the governor is doing, I mean, it seems in some sense big and radical, but in many senses, it's just very limited. He's just exercising his power to say, on my watch, I'm not going to put somebody to death. Next governor in can approach this differently. But the legislature, no doubt, will have some, you know, there will be lawmakers who find this offensive, who will be angry about this, but again, the governor's sort of working within his executive power to say, on my watch, I'm not going to be the guy to do this.
And he did cite the Washington State constitutional law and body of law in doing this. KUOW's Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Marcy.
It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds with Marcy Silman. Here are a few facts about capital punishment nationally. 32 states have a death penalty. Last year, Maryland abolished capital punishment, becoming the 18th state to do so, and the 6th in just the last 6 years. Executions have dropped from 98 in 1999 to 39 last year. With more on the national situation, we're joined by Richard Dieter. He's executive director of the Death Penalty Information Center, a national nonprofit group working on issues concerning capital punishment. Richard, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
First of all, does the Death Penalty Information Center take a stand on the death penalty?
Not on the philosophy of the right or wrongness of the death penalty. We do look at problems related to capital punishment in terms of representation or race and have done reports on those things. But that's, you know, if the death penalty exists, it should be fair and just.
Washington Governor Inslee was not the first to put a moratorium on the death penalty. Oregon did that back in 2011, and I think Colorado has also done so. You just heard a county prosecutor quoted as saying, if you put a moratorium in place, it neither saves time nor money when it comes to prosecuting these cases. Is that true?
I suspect that's partly true, although what I heard the governor saying was that there were deep reasons why he was not willing to take part in this executions, that he felt that it was purposeless taking of human life, that it wasn't a deterrent, that it could risk innocent lives. And those are the fundamental reasons. Then ultimately, if the people of Washington, if the legislature decides we're going to do away with this, that would save money, that would save time, that resources could then be devoted to other things. But it's not, the primary reason, I think, is a fundamental one for the governor. It's a personal one.
Richard, this is an action by this governor during his term in office. Have we seen moratoriums go in place in other states and then those moratoriums go away when a new governor comes into office?
Yes, that happened in Maryland, and executions were carried out under Governor Ehrlich after Governor Glenn Denning had imposed a moratorium. But ultimately, Maryland then voted to abolish the death penalty. Another example might be Illinois, where Governor George Ryan put a moratorium, commuted all of the death sentences, 170 death sentences, but then with the next governor, they had more people added to death row, although, again, ultimately the state abolished the death penalty. So it takes some time before everyone's in an agreement, or at least the majority's in agreement, to take some more fundamental action or concrete action. The moratorium is often just a first step that can be even reversed.
Richard, where's the public on this? Where's the support for capital punishment? Is it going up, going down?
It's down to a 40-year low by the Gallup poll, which is still saying that that public supports the death penalty, so lower than it had been in the it had been as high as 80%. It's now down to about 60%. But that's the theoretical question, the morality. When it comes to death sentences, they're down 75%. So juries, the voting that's going on in the jury box or the jury rooms is away from the death penalty. Prosecutors are seeking it less. And, of course, some states have abolished it completely. So when you ask the public death penalty or life without parole, it's about 48% for each, below a half. But if you just talk about the death penalty in theory, people still support it.
Conducting a capital case is extraordinarily expensive, and it's really pushed the budgets of some counties here in Washington State. How much is the fact that there are fewer prosecutors asking for the death penalty? How much does it have to do with just the cost of it versus some people who just feel it's wrong to take a case in that direction?
Well, prosecutors are usually going to say it's not just about money. But they also will say this is part of their decision, that, in a rural county that has a budget of $2 million, a multi-million dollar death penalty case is just not in the budget. I mean, they have to either drop everything or get some help from outside. And so what we've seen is that 2% of the counties, that's the district attorneys, 2% are responsible for the majority of executions and the majority of people on death row. Most counties, most of these decision makers are not going for the death penalty. They are in areas where it is a huge expense. It can and has bankrupted counties. County supervisors have gone to jail because they couldn't pay, and they were told to pay, and you know they refused. That sort of mess means that the death penalty is applied unevenly. If you have, you know, in Houston, Texas, and you have 200 prosecutors in your office, a death penalty case is a small matter, relatively. But if you've got two prosecutors in your office, a death penalty case is, it's going to take both of them all year.
Finally, Richard, we've got less than a minute left, but a couple of years ago, a federal appeals court ruling said that all parts of an execution must be fully open to public witnesses. What impact do you think that'll have on the death penalty?
I think the public needs to see as much as it can about the death penalty, and I don't mean televising executions, but the whole process. Learn more about the mental illness of these people, learn about their families, learn about how the executions are carried out, what the guards really think about these things. There's a lot of untold stories. I think more openness and transparency would be a good way to throw light on this subject.
Richard Dieter, Executive Director of the Death Penalty Information Center. And coming up in the next hour, we'll hear from a former warden at a Washington state prison who observed these executions taking place and get his thoughts on that. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. This morning, Governor Jay Inslee announced that he's putting a moratorium on the death penalty here in Washington state.
We've heard what the governor had to say and what it all means in a national context, but what does this announcement mean to somebody who's been witness to three Washington state executions?
Dick Morgan worked for the Washington State Penitentiary in Walla Walla for 26 years, four of them as the warden. Today, Dick Morgan is a consultant on corrections and a city council member in Walla Walla. Dick, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
You changed your mind on the death penalty. Why did you once support it?
Well, I think way back when it came up on a ballot in Washington State, I was probably like over 70% of the voters who thought that the death penalty was an appropriate reciprocity for murder. Back then, I would have to confess to not being a very deep thinker on the issue.
You witnessed three executions that caused you to think more deeply about it?
Yeah, I can certainly attest, and I'm sure all of my colleagues, anybody that's been close to the execution process, when you're assigned to do a job that's intimately close to the execution process, the reflection you go through is much deeper than what you would normally go as through as a citizen. And it definitely, the experience definitely made me examine where I was personally with the death penalty much more than I ever had before.
Was it that quick a change of mind, Dick? Did you suddenly begin to think differently after you'd seen one of these executions?
I came to the conclusion that I was opposed to the death penalty when I couldn't reconcile what I should expect from my government. Out of all of the things that a government can limit for a citizen or take away from a citizen through a judicial process, I just determined that taking a life is not something your government should be doing.
I'm speaking with Dick Morgan. He was a warden at the Washington State Penitentiary. He worked there for 26 years. What are your thoughts on Governor Inslee announcing this moratorium on executions?
Well, I think the main point here is that this is going to provoke some deeper conversation. I'm sure it's created a buzz already, and I think it's very healthy for folks to spend some more time examining the issue, and I think most will come to the same conclusion that the governor did. Obviously, the governor spent a lot of time researching this and spending a lot of time reflecting on his own personal values and came to the conclusion that the moratorium was warranted. And I'm hoping that that action will cause the same kind of reflection for the citizens of Washington State.
Dick, I'm sure in the course of your day you'll encounter people there in Walla Walla who disagree with you, people who feel as though the death penalty is not only morally just but also a deterrent to murderers. What do you say to them?
Well, as far as deterrence goes, it's pretty clearly not a deterrence. There's no statistical evidence anywhere that the death penalty prevents a homicide. But there is still, that's a deeply held belief by those that don't spend a lot of time looking at the issue. And I'm clearly in the minority today. What I generally tell folks is that when you get closer to the issue, you look more deeply into what your government should be doing. And I generally agree with those that say that these people deserve death. I've certainly seen people on death row that deserve worse. If my family had been a victim of these people, I would want them dead. But that still doesn't justify the government killing its own citizens.
Dick, thank you so much for talking to us today. I appreciate it.
Alrighty, thank you.
Dick Morgan, former warden at the Washington State Penitentiary in Walla Walla, and he feels where he is, most folks disagree with him in his opposition to the death penalty. He's now a city council member in Walla Walla. This is The Record.